talking to teenagers about sex can be a grueling experience, and I want you to have a listen to this.
Oh, Jim, you're here. I was just walking by your room, and you know, I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat. Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something. Underwater.
Yeah.
Thing. Do you know what a clitoris is?
Oh, my God.
Well,
yes,
I know what a clitoris is.
Oh,
you do?
Is.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Yes, you do. I forgot you've been there and
well,
back.
I,
you know
I've
everything.
Learned about
you know,
it
I'm
in
just
sex
trying
ed,
to make
you know,
this
I really
as
don't need you to sit here
as
talk
I can,
to me about
Jim.
Clitoris.
This is not.
You know
I'm
what?
Nowhere to
I'm sorry.
It,
okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I,
no. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have got hot there. Well, you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to just leave these books here for you to peruse at your leisure.
And that was the cringe-inducing moment in American Pie where a father attempts to relate to his son. Well, to help us dissect the way the teenage mind works, we have psychotherapist Trish Murphy in studio. Trish, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I mean, it is cringe-inducing.
Oh, God, it was very funny.
The question, though, is, you know, in schools, sex education tends to be biology-based, such I suppose.
Yeah, biology and fear. So it's all about protection and biology. So, you know, STDs are well covered, I think, these days. How things work is well covered, but not much about all the real questions that kids have.
Now, you talk to teenagers.
Yeah.
So what are the real questions that they ask?
Yeah, so teenagers have a lot of genuine questions, and some of them are surprisingly easy to answer. But what the answers they don't necessarily need to get from parents. They want to know things like, why is it boys want to know, why do girls end relationships and it takes them 6 months to end it? And they're the last person to find out that the relationship is over.
And what's the answer to that? Do girls tell girls first?
Well, what the
boys... And a bit like James Comey getting fired, he heard it from a third party.
Exactly. What boys want is, tell me first. When it's over, I'll handle it. So they've lots of those kinds of questions, but they also have lots of other questions that school or parents won't answer. So, for example, one of the teenage groups that I worked with, one of the questions was spit or swallow. And the boys had asked this question, and genuinely they wanted to know the answer. They wanted to know, you know, what other than what appears on porn, tell me what the answer is. So the boys wanted to know an answer because they wanted to be able to treat their partners well. The girls didn't know how to answer because they didn't know. They just simply had no idea how to answer that question.
In terms of the activity that's going on, I mean, what age group were these?
These were 15.
15?
Yeah.
So were they already kind of indulging in the practice that requires to either spit or swallow?
I think some were and a lot weren't. So, you know, the average age of sex these days has gone up. I mean, in the most recent surveys that I've seen, it's 19. I think most people assume it's much, much younger. And of course, there are much younger people.
But it's not, in fact.
Yeah,
it's 19 is the average.
These are the surveys that I'm coming up with. So, again, of course, you have a huge cross-section in that. But I think we look for knowledge, we look for information, and we generally don't look to our parents or teachers for that. However, can I say that parents and teachers give enormous messages, and mostly it's not in what you say, it's in how you say it. So, you know, like if you listen to that clip, what you hear is sex is awkward and embarrassing, and fundamentally you want to stick your head in the sand about it. So the message we give is whether we're comfortable, uncomfortable, whether we're trying to give, you know, politically correct answers, or whether we actually are open to discussion. So that's the most important aspect.
Mm. A question has just come in. My 17-year-old is in a relationship for a number of months. I've tried to talk to her about safe sex, about protection, but she closes the conversation down every time. What do I do?
Yeah, I suppose she's...
So she's embarrassed. Yeah, the daughter's
she's embarrassed. But I would say, you know, I do believe this. Now, every home should have really good books on sex education and on relationships so that kids can look it up. And if they want to ask you questions, they can. So what I would recommend to parents is talk about it over dinner. Not so much, you know, ask them, do you want to ask me any questions? But you could say, for example, I was listening to Pat Kenny this morning and he was talking about this and I felt really uncomfortable and I wondered, am I doing the right thing? So there's an opening for the kids to ask you, but you're not directing it at them. So you're bringing up topics, you're bringing up porn, you're bringing up, you know, whether girls should shave their pubic area or not, who decides when that happens. So you're bringing it up so you're not afraid and that you're not directly targeting it at kids, but you're showing that you can talk about it.
Now, this business of you know, the age at which kids start to indulge in sexual activities, full sex rather than just grappling and groping and all the rest of it. I mean, we're always told about delayed adulthood. Is that part of that whole process that kids, in a sense, have their childhood prolonged and therefore the age upon which they embark on a sexual relationship is also delayed?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, all TV and everything puts relationships very central. So I think there's a lot of interest very early. There's a lot of knowledge very early. I think that we've moved on. I think sex education in schools genuinely happens, except that maybe the conversation about it isn't that fantastic. But we should be talking about things like consent, because that's an age appropriate thing to talk about. And, you know, for 17, 18 and 19 year olds, that's a really important topic. And we need to be talking about, you know, do you need to get drunk first? And I think that's worth having a conversation about. And that's not a one-off conversation. It's an ongoing, you know, and you've got to be careful you don't add disapproval into your voice when you're discussing these things.
I'm in college, but I found that whenever we talked about sex in school or had a sex talk, people would giggle and ask silly questions that weren't relevant. It was really frustrating. That's from Kelly.
Yeah, so, and I suppose I'd love to do it differently. So the way I do it is I would get the groups, the teenage groups, whatever age they are, is to put down all the questions they want on a sheet of paper. And then we just pick out questions and answer them. In that way, you get the real questions and the group answers
and
them.
There's no identification of the questioner.
No, and that's much more powerful.
Tina in Cork says, my teenage daughter receives sex education in school. Do I also need to talk to her about it too, or will the school advice be sufficient? It's a very awkward topic and I'm reluctant to bring it up.
Yeah, I think no, the school won't be sufficient. So what I would do is I would start off by saying how awkward you feel about it, and could you get your son or daughter to help you out, because you need to learn how to talk about it better, and they might actually help you to talk about it better.
Now, this is from a girl in Wexford. I won't give you her name. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for about 5 months now, but I'm so scared of my parents finding out. They're super conservative, super religious. They'll disown me if they discover I'm gay. Obviously, I need to tell them eventually, but I feel it will ruin our relationship. What should I do?
Gosh, it's really difficult. But, you know, you're moving into adulthood. You need to take responsibility for yourself and show them that you're taking responsibility and making good choices. They may, of course, be deeply shocked, but they're your parents and they're supposed to support you. So, you know, I do think this has to be done, and you need an awful lot of support before you do it and after you do it.
A concerned parent from Dublin asks, what to do if you find out there's an inappropriate video of her daughter going around the school?
Yeah, now look, this is really difficult. That has to be addressed very quickly. The video needs to be taken down, and it needs to be addressed both at home and at school, because that kind of stuff ruins reputations and causes, you know, serious distress to the person.
How should I approach talking to my son about pornography? I want him to understand that pornography is not reality.
Yeah, so there's fantastic research on this. So boys know that pornography is not real. They know it's fake. And I think the best thing to do is what I suggested earlier. Talk about how you listen to this and you want to know a bit more about it and how to help kids. All boys want to help younger boys on this, right? But what they don't ask for is help for themselves. So we need to show we're open to talking about and we're not afraid. The message is you're afraid, and he's picking that up.
I work in residential care with young adults and we use Real You. That's Relationship Explored and Life Uncovered. It's excellent for all parties.
Yeah, there's excellent materials out there and I think it's, you know, for parents to feel more comfortable is wonderful to access that kind of stuff.
My 16-year-old daughter has been going out with her boyfriend for nearly a year now. Should I bring her to the GP to talk about the contraceptive pill? I don't want her to get pregnant, but am I being just too cautious? That's an interesting one. Don't tell them, look, I'm bringing to the doc, you'll have the pill, off you go. Because she may be deliberately, you know, saying I'm not contraceptive as a way of avoiding having sex until she's ready to have sex with her boyfriend.
Absolutely. So, look, it's the conversation has to be had with your daughter. But on a general note, I think that part of the sex education we do with our kids is that we show them how to use condoms. And that we give them to try out long before they're ever going to be in a sexual situation, because that's going to protect them both from pregnancy and from sexually transmitted diseases. So we need to take responsibility for that and not wait until a year later. So have the conversation with her. I'm recommending that because you're becoming more of an adult with your daughter.
I came home early from work the other day to find my 15-year-old son had a girl over without my knowledge. I hadn't even considered he would start having sex this young. What should I do?
Yeah, look, this is difficult, but you know, what can you do? It's too late. You have to have the conversation and you have to, I suppose, try and have this in a way where he's participant. So I would say start by asking, is it okay to have a conversation with you about this? How might we have a conversation so that you can get his buy-in rather than telling him?
Is it normal? I'm only 19, but I have been with several different partners. I'm not looking for a relationship at all. Just want to have fun at the moment. But I worry that when I do get into a relationship, the boy might judge me as being promiscuous. That's from a girl in Waterford.
Wow. As long as you are, you've only had a few relationships. You're 19. As long as you're protecting yourself, it sounds like you're taking responsibility and you're absolutely fine. Nobody would be asking this question if it was a boy of that age in the same situation. So, you know, own your behaviour, take responsibility. And if somebody has a problem with it, it's going to be their problem.
And a final one for at the moment. My 17-year-old daughter has been asking me a lot of questions about what I went through during my pregnancy. It seems like she's dropping hints, but she may just be genuinely curious. What should I do? That's from Dublin mother.
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. Gosh, I suppose answer her as truthfully as you can and keep the conversation open. And, you know, you need patience here, because if she wants to tell you, she's got to find a way, and it has to be her way and her time to tell you.
If that's what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
If on the other hand, she's wondering how painful it might be, et cetera, you could do a Joan Rivers on her.
Yes, yes. Don't frighten her to death.
All right. Trish Murphy, thank you very much for joining us.